An opinion poll of citizens throughout the 15-nation European Union has found that more people believe Israel is a threat to world peace than any other country. The EU has tried to disassociate itself from the poll, saying the results of the survey will not affect its policies toward the Middle East. The poll, conducted by the Gallup Europe organization, was released in its entirety on Monday, although parts of it, dealing with European attitudes toward the Iraq war and its aftermath, were leaked last week to the Spanish daily El País. Pollsters gave the 7,500 people whose answers they tallied a list of 15 countries and asked them which ones they thought represented a danger to world peace. 59% put Israel in that category, followed by 53% who pointed to the United States, Iran, and North Korea as being threats to peace. 52% selected Iraq, and 50% cited Afghanistan as threats. Israel has reacted to the findings of the poll with what a statement from its mission to the EU calls sadness and outrage. The Israeli statement blames opinion molders for the results, saying the country's struggle for peace and security has been distorted by one-sided and emotionally charged coverage in the European news media. The European Commission, which runs the EU's day-to-day affairs and sponsored the poll as part of a series of surveys on European attitudes, sought to play down the significance of the results. Commission spokesman Gerasimos Tomas, heard here through an interpreter, said Israel's anger was legitimate, but refused any further comment except to say that EU policies are not affected by poll findings.
It's not our task to interpret each and every survey or to draw up policy on the basis of surveys. The surveys are there, and you can use them as you feel fit.
Italy, which holds the Union's rotating presidency, has also tried to disassociate the EU from the poll, saying the opinions of the citizens who selected Israel as a threat to world peace do not reflect the bloc's position. Israel's ambassador to Italy, Ehud Gol, told the Rome newspaper Il Messaggero Monday that the poll results could have significant diplomatic consequences. He says it will now be more difficult for the EU to play a part in the roadmap peace process in which it is engaged along with the United States, the United Nations, and Russia. Commission spokesman Tomas brushed off that idea, saying the EU has the trust of all of its partners. Asked why the Palestinian Authority was not included among the 15 countries from which respondents chose those they view as threats to peace, Mr. Tomas answered that the Palestinian Authority is not a country. The controversial poll also found that close to two-thirds of EU citizens believe the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq was not justified, and that the United States should have to pay the bill for the country's reconstruction. Roger Wilkerson, VOA News, Brussels.